It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Walmart shoppers warned about a smelly cheese odor in aisle two.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And the Colville Rodeo.
Steve, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, oh my gosh, I'm so excited, I can hardly stand it.
Sure.
I might pee my pants.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And 1 being, I don't want to do it.
Okay. 1.
He doesn't even wait for it.
No, what is it?
No,
what,
so how true. Do you feel about taking some cash money out of my wallet?
10.
And going and getting chicken and a biscuit. And what was the other thing we're supposed to get? Oh, Chips Ahoy to see if they're bad.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Taste test.
Where do I have to go for such things?
Like stores.
Stores? Like multiple?
Well, a store.
A store.
Okay. Well, which one?
I mean, Fresh Basket is real close by.
You think they have both of those items?
They're a store.
So. I would think so.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like...
I mean, I will admit sometimes they're...
You could call them.
Chips section is a little weak, but I'm pretty sure they have.
Yeah, it's a cracker, though. So how's their cracker section?
Cracker section. It's good, Jabe. They do have a lot of the, the fancy one, like the, this is made of almonds.
Oh, yeah,
almonds,
yeah, yeah.
Almonds and unicorn dust.
Yeah, unicorn dust.
Oh, boy. See, here's the thing. See, here's the thing, though. I don't know if I've ever even heard of this chicken biscuit.
Chicken in a biscuit.
Chicken in a biscuit.
Right, that's fine that you've never heard of
it.
That's why
biscuit.
We want you to get it.
Okay, I don't know. What? Huh?
Yeah, you gotta taste
that's
it.
That's why we want you to have it. It's because you've never had it.
Okay. I mean,
hey,
yeah,
do you guys carry the cracker, chicken, and a biscuit?
Oh, he's calling now. He's calling the store now.
And do you guys have like the Chips Ahoy chocolate chip cookies too?
They do.
I don't know if he's actually on the phone though.
You have to check.
He is. He is for sure.
I can hold if you want. Thank you.
They're very nice over there, Jay.
That's great. Thank you.
They're going to take care of you.
Got me on hold.
Oh, ask them if they have the sausage, the breakfast sausages out.
Breakfast sausages?
Jay, they make the breakfast sausage in their breakfast bar.
Okay.
They're the best sausages I've ever tasted in my entire life.
Wow, that's saying something.
It is. I think I've brought them in one time before. And everybody
breakfast
loved them.
Sausages.
Yeah.
She seems like a
big,
very nice person.
Plump and
do you know
juicy.
The names of people over there? It's your grocery store.
I do. Well, I don't know the names that well, but I know the faces. Like they know my face and I know their face.
Okay. I don't know. Why did that sound weird the way you said it?
One of those things.
Yeah, they know my
right?
face. Yeah, man, you know my face.
Yeah. No, when my parents were in town, we ate over there.
At my Fresh Basket?
Yeah, yeah. We grabbed some sandwiches and ate outside. It was very
did
nice.
They know your face?
Probably not.
Hey, that's Steve. I know his face anyway.
Oh, you're the guy with that's the face of the guy with the guy with the other face.
That's the guy right there who likes to eat with a spork.
What's so, Steve, what's wrong with eating with a
if
sport?
If they have all these things that we need, will you'll go get them?
I mean, sure. I mean, that's the job.
Is it? Was that the job?
It's so funny
that
because
was the job you took.
Most of the time when, you tell somebody to go, you got to get out of the building and go do it. They're super excited for it.
Especially on a warm, nice, sunny day.
I would be so pumped to go do this right now, but
hi
I
there.
Know Jay is not going to let me do
well,
it
thank you for
of
checking.
That very reason. Jay would be like, you don't need to go. Let's have Steve go because you'll screw around and you'll be late getting back.
Oh, you've got all kinds of different chips
of
Ahoy. That's awesome. Thank you for checking on that. Also, do you have the breakfast sausages this morning? You know, in the hot bar. You should. Very nice.
Oh.
You have been very awesome. My name is Jay. What is your name? Shelby, thank you. You've been super
Shelby.
Sweet. Appreciate it. Okay. Have a good day.
There it
Thank
is.
You.
Thank you, Jake.
Shelby's
well done.
So nice. Good night.
Okay.
Seriously. She was a little suspicious when I asked her name.
I
might have sounded a little weird there, and I apologize to
What's
Shelby.
Your name?
Well, I tried not to. I was just, I didn't mean it like that, but anyway.
You were very nice, Jay.
I was
you
trying
sounded
to,
like a nice gentleman.
I like to tell people then, like when I go into stores, boy, I talked to Shelby on the phone. She's the nicest human ever. I like to tell people that.
Yeah, did they have?
They have all of the above. They have multiple varieties of the Chips Ahoy. It was hard to hear because you wouldn't stop talking. So
well, I was on the radio. I felt like I had to keep going. And did you hear what I was saying? I do think it was something
I heard
you
say something
with.
About me not wanting to go, that I would never go. And
I said, no. I said that I would be delighted to go do this.
Uh-huh.
But there's no chance Jay's going to let me
because you would never come back.
He knows how much I want to go.
Yeah, and you would just be distracted.
Be like, no.
40 minutes later.
That's going to take way longer than it needs to.
That's correct.
You're going to turn it into five different things.
Yep.
We're going to be like, oh, guys, I'm on the New Post Street Bridge.
Right.
See, I would just try to make a morning of it where you know Steve's just going to go over begrudgingly.
Yep.
Get the stuff and come back.
I will go. I don't have a problem going.
Okay. All right. Well, don't go now because, you know, we got to do the final story. We got to do Beat the Show, and I can't wait to hear your questions.
I think he has time to go now.
He has time to go between now and Beat the Show.
Yeah.
Steve, he drives 1 mile an hour, hands at
That's
10 and 2.
20 minutes, Jay.
This will be hilarious. Steve?
I got to find everything, too. I don't know if I can do it in that fast.
I can tell you right where it is.
You got to find two things, a cracker and a cookie.
They're in the same aisle. They're in the same aisle. This is going to be simple as can be.
You know I'm going to have to ask someone a question.
Like, how do I get back to the station?
Well, just go into Shelby and say, Shelby, take me to your cookies.
Just enter and...
No.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The next thing you know, she's got an egg. And
next thing you know,
she's like, Papa, this egg has a hole in it.
Oh.
And there's a baby duck in there. You can see the baby duck. Oh. And I'm like, well, why would there be a duck in the chicken egg?
Okay.
I don't know. There's a duck in there.
Kevin James.
So then we had to open it up into the sink. And guess what?
Wasn't in there.
No duck.
No duck, yeah.
Just an egg yolk.
Cool story, bro.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin, you want to check with him?
It's all I want to do.
Okay, hold on.
Steve, I tried to give him some cash out of my wallet.
Yeah.
And
so he could run to the store and he could get the crackers and the chocolate chip cookies.
And maybe a sausage.
Oh, did you tell him a sausage too? Well, that's
not,
three
yeah,
things.
But I really want him to get the sausage too, just because they're so delicious, Jay. And I want you to have one.
Well, thanks.
But Steve was nervously shaking, trying to take my money. And then he was just throwing it everywhere. He's like, I don't think I need all this. And then he starts to leave, and he stops at the door and goes, wait, what's the phone number? And you said, Steve, you told me you were going to save that last time. So that got him even more excited.
Rattled.
And then he starts to leave, and he goes, wait, what am I getting again?
Steve?
Jay?
How you doing?
I don't know if I'm supposed to go this way.
Wait, you're not there yet?
No, now I'm pulling into the parking lot.
Okay.
But I mean,
it is hard to find. It's less than a mile from here.
Parking for active customers only.
Well, yeah, you're active. It's fine.
Yeah, you're fine because, see, they had to put up all those signs because of the night market last night.
Yeah.
So people...
Oh, the night market, the one that's at night.
Yes, the market that
is
at night.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, Steve, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to walk you into the door. I'm going to walk you through the store right to where everything is, okay?
All right, hold on. Let me take you off speaker. Okay, there we go.
You're afraid to have him on speaker. That's smart.
That is actually a very good choice.
He's a genius.
I will have to tell you that is, yeah. Because I don't know if we could behave.
Well, I
can. Are you going through the front doors? Where are you at?
Oh, well, I apparently was not paying attention as I was crossing the streets and probably almost got hit.
Nice job. 0 for 1.
Okay, you're going to go in the door. Let's start with the sausage because it's right there.
All right, I'm inside.
You're going to go straight, and there's a little, it looks like a salad bar type thing.
It's a hot bar, man.
It's a hot bar, if you will, Steve.
Oh, it does say hot bar there.
Well, there you go.
And
on
the left-hand side of that hot bar, there should be some delicious plump sausages.
Breakfast burritos.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Bacon three-piece. I see right next to the eggs there's some, like, just that you can, you know, grab yourself, I guess.
Grab yourself sausages?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the ones.
Yeah.
I mean, so just get a little container and put, like, you know, I don't know, five of them in there or something.
Okay. All right.
12 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Hold on.
You got that under control?
One second here. Ooh, ow, these are.
Let me guess, they're hot from the hot bar?
You didn't use your fingers, did you?
No, I'm using the tongs.
Oh, the tongs are hot. Yeah, that does happen sometimes there. You got
to
be careful,
Steve.
Okay,
so I just grab it and put it in there. Okay.
Yeah, you just put them in there. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, you got it.
All right. Yep, got that.
All right, now we need crackers and
now
cookies.
Now we need to go...
What a breakfast.
Turn around like you're going to leave again and take a right.
I know where I'm going.
Take a right, and you're going to go all the way down to the far end to where, like, the booze is.
Like, okay. Like he doesn't know where that is.
So just go all the way there, and then you're going to take a right, and in that aisle is where you're going to find the cookies and the crackers.
In the booze aisle?
No, the booze is to your left. You're going to take a right. You just go to a dead end, take a right. What do you see? Is the store busy?
No. Well, I mean, people.
You think you've seen Shelby?
Probably.
Give you $10 if you just yell Shelby at the top of your voice.
Shelby!
I need help.
Well... let me see here. Ooh, I found Chips Ahoy.
Nice.
See?
Just regular. Don't get the chunky. Don't get the any. We just want the regular.
Just regular. New recipe also. That the apparently original, is terrible.
Yep. Original's perfect. Yep.
Okay.
And now and just keep going down a little bit further and you're going to find Chicken and a Biscuit.
In that same aisle?
Yes, sir.
Also, what Shelby said when I said, do you have Chicken and a Biscuit? She's like, I think we do.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Oh,
let's
that
see.
Was...
A, I think I see Wheat Thins, Cheez-Its, Triscuits.
Uh-oh.
Keep looking. Come on, Steve.
Come on,
blue box, me. Light blue box.
Chicken on the front.
Chicken on the front.
Can't miss it.
I don't see him.
Oh,
no. You want me to ask someone?
Yeah.
Yeah, really bad. Really badly, I want you
like,
to
go
ask
fast.
Someone.
Go fast. Go as fast as you can go. Run. Like, literally start running. Do you guys have chicken and a biscuit?
Someone,
the original bake snack?
Right here. Let me see if I can find out. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Well, do you know where, if you guys have chicken and a biscuit crackers?
Or maybe just a chicken and a biscuit.
Or just, yeah.
is she looking?
If you don't have the cracker, do you just have chicken in a biscuit?
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much.
Oh, very nice.
Shelby!
Right there in front of your face, huh, Steve?
Yes. Well, it actually was.
It's hard to see things when you're panicked, Kevin.
Absolutely.
Well, it was actually...
9 minutes.
Okay, all right. I'm going. Hey, do I need to, like, how many sausages, or do I just tell them at the frontier? How does that work?
They weigh it. You just put it on the little thing. You're going to hit hot bar. It'll weigh it. Tell me the cost of it. I'll figure out the cost per sausage and see if it was worth it.
Okay, but that's like at the...
8 minutes.
Yeah,
eight
at the
minutes.
Checkout.
Steve. 8 minutes. Yep.
Okay.
Like
okay,
a regular store.
8 minutes.
Okay, so you're going to go there. Now, are you going to go to the self-check?
Eight
I'm assuming
minutes.
they don't even probably have the other things open.
Can I... Oh, okay, yeah. I do have to do the self-check. That makes things a little more difficult.
Yeah, well, of course it does. You got to now what are you going to do with the sausage? No,
are
so.
You going to get a bag and spend 8 cents of my money?
No.
I would get
you
like,
should.
I would get like 10 bags.
Get a bag. Oh. They're nice.
Bag your first item.
Oh. All right.
Chicken
Hold
and
on.
A bag your first item, Steve.
No,
Hold
scan.
On.
Scan.
Okay.
What are the chances he messes this up?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Is he going to mess up the sausage, you think?
Well, the thing that's going to be the most frantic is if he tries to pay with the cash.
Oh.
How do I?
I have a feeling he might just pocket the cash and pay with his card.
That's actually what I
wound up going to a credit
card only. So. Good job. Oops.
You've used self-check, I'm assuming, yeah?
Well, yeah, but not to do this.
Oh, are you struggling with the... Put the sausage
on
the
scale.
Drop the sausage on the scale.
I'm sorry, hold on.
And then
hold on
hit favorites or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It'll say right there, hot bar.
She's helping him. He looks like he's struggling.
Is.
I guarantee.
Is that
it.
Shelby?
Oh, okay, I see.
Thank you, Shelby.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Shelby.
Okay.
Shelby, my name's Steve. I'm a single, ready to mingle
Shelby,
guy.
Is she a young lady?
She sounded young, Kev, when I talked to her.
Hold on here. So do I just click on this then? I'm sorry. Oh, is it just okay? It just automatically.
That's definitely her. I recognize her voice.
Okay. How many bags? Zero.
What's good, Shelb?
Ask her, do most people struggle this much? Ask her.
Do most people struggle this much?
That a boy.
She said yes. No. I don't have a lot.
She's the nicest person ever.
That
That's
is
why
a lie.
She said that.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. Thank you. Oh, now I got to remove my card here. Oh.
Ask her what she would, of the three things you bought, what she would most like to eat. Chicken and a biscuit, Chips Ahoy,
Or a sausage.
No, I'm leaving now, so, yeah.
She also has to know that she thinks that's me.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, she for sure thinks that. There's no way.
This is the weird guy that just called.
Exactly. So it's got to be even weirder for her.
You know what? It wasn't...
Wasn't Shelby?
No.
Hmm. Well, you seem mad about it.
I'm trying to, like, carry things, and it's a whole thing I got going on right now.
Why is your voice shaking so much?
Because I'm holding things weirdly.
All right,
well, Steve, good luck.
Drive
back here to the station
safely.
We got to do beat the show, man.
At under the speed limit, please.
Hold on. There's a lot of work here.
There's a lot of what?
There's a lot of work.
I'm getting there. I'll be there.
Okay, goodbye, Steve.
Will he get...
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Never watched the French.
Well, that's part of your
what?
Problem.
The French.
Kevin James.
Oui, I am the French Prince of Ballet. I have moved here after... come to me. Right. Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Look who made it back. Time to spare.
Steve!
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show.
Let's go.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show.
Hey. Yeah, yeah.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
All right, let's go ahead and play. Steve, you out of breath?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
Sorry.
Hi, Hunter.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. I got Ophelia with me, too.
What's her name?
Ophelia.
Ophelia. Okay, very cool.
Ophelia. Ba-da-da-da-da. Do you guys ever listen to that song?
We sure do.
Oh, man. My granddaughter thought that song was Amelia for the longest time. And
that's
so
funny.
She always said, it's my song. And now she's realized it's not her name.
Well. You can still sing it as her name, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, whatever you want to do. All right, well, let's see. What is the category again, Steve?
Oh, yeah, it's fishing.
Do you like to fish, Hunter? Or are you more, or are you more of a hunter?
I'm more of a fisherman. Me and Ophelia both love fishing.
Okay. All right, well, let's see how you guys do in the category of fishing. You need to decide who to challenge, either me or Kevin. What do you think?
Kevin.
No, she's a genius.
Wonderful. I'm going to take one of these sausages and eat it, and I will probably have superpowers when I come back.
It could happen.
Probably.
How old is Ophelia?
Nine.
Well, she probably knows all the answers, so let's see how we do here. It's a teamwork for the dream work. All right, 60 seconds pass if you guys get stuck. Okay, Hunter?
Okay.
Here we go.
All righty. All right. I'm all caught up now. This French painter known for Impressionism had many paintings, including several featuring fishing boats. Name him.
Pat.
Huntin', Fishin', and Lovin' Every Day is a song by what country artist?
Luke Bryan.
Complete this statement. A bad day of fishing is better than a good day at blank.
Work.
What author wrote The Old Man and the Sea?
Ernest Hemingway.
What is Fisherman's Friend?
Is fishing pole?
What is Washington's state fish?
Oh, that's a good one. Is it Sturgeon?
The movie Bait Shop starred this comedian who had his own show at one point and is known for being a part of the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. Do you know who that is?
Oh, my gosh. The redneck guy.
That's good enough. Yeah, that's good enough. Hold on. We'll see how Kevin does. All right. Hunter and Ophelia are done. Kevin! He was staring at me with his evil eye because he wants to come back in and have another sausage.
That's the only reason.
I think that's what was going on there. He's okay. Like, bro, there's food in there. I'm hungry. I got sausage for a reason. Y'all taking too long.
Yeah. I don't think I did that right, though. Even though she was watching me do it.
You mean pay for it?
Yeah. I don't think I did it right.
You did.
Because they didn't weigh it or anything. It was just one button. It was just breakfast bar, sausage, and that was it. So it doesn't matter how many you take?
No, it does.
Oh, boy.
It weighed it.
Did it? I don't think it... Okay.
All right, let's see how we do here, Kevin. Good luck. 7 questions, 60 seconds. We're playing for some Dutch Bros. Wait,
by the way, how old is Ophelia? I didn't hear that answer.
Did you say 9?
Yeah.
9, yep.
9.
9 years
Ooh,
old.
Ooh, yep. Ouch.
Yeah, I know. Good luck,
Kevin. That's when I was my smartest.
Very true, actually.
All righty, here we go. This French painter, known for Impressionism, had many paintings, including several featuring fishing boats. Name him.
That would be Van Hook.
Ha! Hunting, fishing, and loving every day is a song by what country artist? Complete this statement. A bad day of fishing is better than a good day at blank, or fill in the blank, I guess I should say.
The cemetery.
What author wrote The Old Man and the Sea?
Mark Twain?
What is Fisherman's Friend?
Oh, that's a cough drop.
What is Washington's state fish?
I hope it's a salmon.
The movie Bait Shop starred this comedian who had his own show and is known for being a part of the Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
Boy, I will say that it is Jeff Foxworthy.
All right, we'll see how we did here. It's all for some Dutch Bros. We'll see.
You did about as well as I did in any public space, like a grocery store.
Correct.
I'm kind of sweating here. I don't know. This French painter, known for Impressionism, had many paintings, including several featuring fishing boats. Name him.
I don't even know what we did. I think we passed. What did you say, Kevin?
He said Captain Hook.
I said Von Hook.
Oh, Von Hook. That's what it was. Yeah. Yeah. Hunter and Ophelia passed, and Kevin said Von Hook.
Yeah. Claude Monet.
Yeah. I said, who cares? That was my answer.
Correct.
No points.
1 point, Jay.
Thank you, Kevin.
I didn't know he was.
I've heard of Claude Monet.
I have too. Yeah.
Hunting, fishing, and loving
everything.
Brian. Yeah.
What?
Point for everybody.
That is correct. Luke Bryan. Yeah. Complete this statement. A bad day of fishing is better than a good day at blank. And I guess I should have said fill in the blank.
Kevin said the cemetery.
That's not a point.
But Hunter went with the actual answer, work.
Yeah, work is correct.
2-1.
Cemetery is...
It's not the wrong answer, but it's not the right answer.
Yeah, correct. You are correct. He is not.
Yeah.
Yeah. What author wrote The Old Man and the Sea?
We had a Hemingway. We had a Twain.
It's your boy, Ernest Hemingway.
Oh, it is Hemingway. I've heard of that.
3-1 in favor of the good guys.
It's your boy. What is Fisherman's Friend?
Hunter, they passed, and Kevin says cough drop because he knows.
Yeah, I would have accepted mint or cough drop.
Yeah, cough drop, Kevin. Very, very well done. Fisherman's Friend, yeah. 3-2.
What is Washington's state fish?
I don't remember what you said. What did you say, Hunter?
Sturgeon.
You said sturgeon, that's right. And Kevin said he hopes it's salmon.
Steelhead trout.
Oh, over.
Form of a coastal rainbow trout.
No points. 3-2 and still in favor of the good
guys.
Darn
it.
The movie Bait Shop starred this comedian who has his own had his own show and is known for being a part of the blue collar comedy tour.
Hunter said the redneck guy, and Kevin said Jeff Foxworthy, both the same guy.
Bill Engvall. Remember him?
No points.
Bill Engvall.
Yeah, of course we remember him. We met him one time, and he was very funny as he was making fun of us while we were walking to a convention. You remember that, Kevin?
Yeah, nice man, though.
Very nice.
Here's your sign.
Very nice. 3-2 in favor of the good guys. That means Hunter and Ophelia get the win. Congratulations, you two. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, you chose wisely. You chose Kevin. Let's get you some Dutch Bros, and hold on for 1 second for you guys, okay?
Cool.
And when's Ophelia out of school, by the way?
She's got 3 more days.
Oh. I have this day, then 2 more days.
Yep. Perfect. Well, so we
lucky.
Definitely counting the days. All right, hold on, you guys. Hold on for 1 second. Kevin, remember when you got summers off?
No. It's been so long.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Movie recommendation, number one for the day. The sweetest things.
Kevin James.
26% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's about right.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
What a variation in the forecast, by the way. Peterson's saying about 90, and I saw that I got my phone says like 84 on Saturday. And then in the mid-60s next week.
Whoa.
It's like all over the place. Yeah, by like next Thursday, like 64 for a high.
I think this is what they call an unsettled weather pattern, and that's why they're having trouble predicting it.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Reflections by Owsley.
Well, the stat of the day today is this. 160 calories. How many crackers, how many chicken and a biscuit do you get in a serving? 160 calories would be how many chicken and a biscuit?
Well, I'm going to go with my first initial instinct, even though now I'm second guessing, thinking it's low, but I'm going to stick with six. Steve?
Six crackers.
You think that's low?
I think that's very low.
Oh, okay.
I think it might be double, but I don't want to influence you.
Well, okay.
I already did.
Yeah. I'm going to say nine.
Nine. Nine is a very popular serving size for chips and crackers.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it
I'm
is
I'm going to guess
actually,
nine then.
Guys, it's actually 12.
Yeah, see, that's why I said double.
12 of these.
Dummy.
Before you have a serving
They're not
of
very big.
Chicken and a biscuit. They really are not very big.
Mm.
They're
I
not
always
the size
forget
of a
that.
Chicken, I can tell you that.
No, chicken's smaller than that. Yeah.
Now,
biscuit.
Steve.
Biscuit bigger.
Kevin.
Are you ready to come put this into your mouth and see what you think of it?
Sure.
Are you doing cracker then cookie, or you want them to
rinse his palate? Oh no, we're just gonna do. Yeah, we're gonna be completely pure here.
Oh wow.
We're just doing chicken and a biscuit first.
Okay.
And then we will go into the Chips Ahoy. Did they ruin them forever?
Yeah, people are mad because they changed the recipe of the highly successful Chips Ahoy cookie.
Yeah, you want me to come in there?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Should take them about 10 minutes.
I wonder which part of the whole
come in here
and put it in your mouth and see what you think, where he was confused.
What part of that do you think?
Jay, how did you feel about that breakfast sausage?
It was great.
Aren't
oh my
those
gosh,
things
those are
amazing?
So good, yeah.
So good.
Thank you for that.
I would let Steve have one, but I don't know if he'd like it. They're pretty spicy.
Yeah, they're too spicy for him. He's soft. Grab a cracker.
Okay. This thing in front of you is a microphone.
Uh-huh. There
okay,
you go.
So grab that. Use your words.
You look so strong.
Hello.
You look very strong in that shirt. Does he not look strong, Kevin?
He does.
Oh. Back to you.
Steve has some little pecs hidden under there.
Oh, yeah. He's a stocky guy. There's no question.
Stocky.
Yep. 142 pounds of stocky, baby.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, I'm going to try chicken and a biscuit just to remember.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's fair.
As delicious as I think. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hold on.
Oh, it's like a burst of flavor.
Should I do it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Jay Bird.
Yes, please. Thank you, Kevin. He's chewing.
Steve is trying a chicken and a biscuit for the first time in his life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've never had this before. Mm. It tastes like something I've had before.
Like a cracker?
No, but there's the flavoring of it. It's kind of like a...
I have something that I could throw out, but I want you to try to get it first.
Oh, my gosh.
Why do... It's not this, but I'm thinking like salt and vinegar chip.
Nope.
But
they are
in cracker form.
Because they have a lot of flavor, and I think that's...
That's probably what, yeah.
Where you're thinking. Is there any chance, and I just now thought of it when you gave the challenge of identifying what they taste like. How about chicken-flavored top ramen? The stuff that you sprinkle on top of
ramen.
The chicken flavoring that you sprinkle on top.
Gosh, I don't know. I haven't had ramen
in so long. I think
that
might be... You haven't had ramen for so long?
Yeah.
Must be nice, huh? Living high on the hog.
Right. I just Googled, what do chicken and a biscuit taste like?
What are they
bad
saying?
English. It says,
what do you chicken?
Chicken, it's not great. What do chicken and a biscuit taste like?
Me, Jay, me want to know.
Chicken and a biscuit crackers taste like chicken-flavored bouillon or broth.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
That's it, Kevin. So you were right.
Yeah. You know what my dad used to do, what he would call his secret to...
make you cut your own switch?
No. He would make, no. He would make the rice, and he would put a bouillon cube in there.
When you make the rice?
Make rice.
Okay, I didn't know if it was like a special. I didn't know if it was special or not. I didn't know if we were like the special.
So he makes rice and he put a bouillon cube in it.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it's delicious.
So it's like, it would be like rice ramen.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's rice probably good.
Soup. Yeah. Real good.
Do you like these? 99.9
Coyote Country. Scale of 1 to 10, where do you put this cracker?
H7.